The Institute for Educational Planning and Administration, IEPA, of the University of Cape Coast, is angry with Deputy Education Minister Mahama Yariga. The Institute is not happy that Mr. Yariga has mandated GIMPA to take over the Institute's role of training school head teachers. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the director of the Institute, Dr. George Odru, stated that the IEPA was established purposely for building and strengthening the capacity of educational administrations, planners, and other specialists within the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service. He contended that if the policy is carried out, it will make staff of the Institute redundant, adding that GIMPA does not have the expertise to carry out that function. Dr. Drew spoke with Bubu Klinogu.
The Institute of Education Planning has a very big problem with that statement. We think perhaps it was a slip of tongue. But if it's a policy statement, then we have concern. The concern being that, one, the Institute for Educational Planning and Administration of the University of Cape Coast is an agency of the Ministry of Education established in 1975 and mandated to provide capacity development programs in educational administration, educational management, educational planning for the Ministry of Education and then the Ghana Education Service. The Institute has, since 2004, with the help of DFID, engaged in a five-year research program to identify why quality education in Ghana continues to suffer in spite of interventions provided by development partners. One thing that came out of those study was that school level leadership is not given much attention. We came out with a finding that head teachers do not see their orientation linked to learning promotion in the classroom. And that was one of the gaps we identified. Based on this, we made a policy presentation to the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service, urging them to pay particular attention to head teacher training in this country. So if Deputy Minister of Education has now deemed it necessary for the ministry to support training in this country, we think that the first point of contact is the Institute for Educational Planning and Administration, which has been mandated to do this job.
What is the main problem? Is it that you think GIMPA cannot adequately handle that topic?
GIMPA has very high repute in public administration. In fact, when you talk about quality efficiency of GIMPA in Africa, it ranks very high in public administration. It has experts in that field. But when it comes to educational administration, school administration, GIMPA doesn't have the experts there. There has been a practice in this country, especially within the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service, where programs that should go to accredited institutions that have relevant expertise will be given to institutions that do not have the expertise, only for those institutions to go back to the accredited institutions, identify individuals, and use them to run programs.
Do you suspect such a thing will happen?
Surely.
That come into
surely. Before? Surely. If this training is given to GIMPA, surely you can follow it up. GIMPA will identify individuals within the University of Education, Winneba, University of Cape Coast, from the Ghana Education Service itself, and from the Ministry of Education itself to facilitate such training program.
If after all this, the Deputy Minister or the Minister of Education does not change this policy, what can you do?
We would employ all regulating structures, legal structures in this country to ensure that the mandate given to the IEPA and to the education-related universities in this country are respected by the Ministry of Education.
Dr. Drew also commented on the state of education in the country. He said the problem bedeviling the sector is the lack of consistency and the chaotic change in policy anytime there is a change in government.
Quality education in this country is suffering because of the frequency within which things keep changing. Anybody comes in, I want to do things differently. Structures are there, the structures are not empowered to perform, and we keep on moving to other places. This is an institute which is a subvented agency of the Ministry of Education. The staff of the institute are paid by the Ministry of Education. So whatever services the institute offers, the office, because the Ministry of Education pays the staff. If you move this thing away to another institute, then what you are telling us is that you pay us for no work done.
And that is to your advantage.
But is it in the interest of the nation? That is causing financial loss to the state.
But what will the UCT or the IEPA lose if this program is taken away?
What we will lose if the program is taken away is that it will mean that we are contributing to ineffectiveness in terms of capacity development in this country. And as professionals, we don't think that that should be that.
You are from the Institute of Educational Planning and Administration.
Yeah.
Let me take your opinion on this. What do you think is wrong with the educational system in the country?
One of the things upfront wrong with the system is that politicians have not allowed the system to operate from the professional perspective. The interferences since 1974, Professor Jobo came out. The gaps that Professor Jobo identified in 1974, those gaps are still there. And yet politics come, every politician comes with a different thing, and the problem is there.
Director of the Institute for Educational Planning and Administration of the University of Cape Coast, Dr. George Udru, in that interview with Bubu Klinogu.